All right, here we go. My name is Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 176 of the world-famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Had some troubles, my friends. Couple little bumps in the road, which I intend to talk about today, tell you all about today in this episode. But before we get to that, I want to thank you guys for everything. Thank you guys for listening. There's thousands, millions, tens of millions of podcasts out there. The fact that you're listening to this one, I consider it a great honor, and I mean that sincerely. So thank you guys for everything. If you have a twisted friend, a friend who's twisted in the same way as we are, please tell them about it. Maybe we'll pick up a few new listeners along the way. I'd appreciate that too. All right, so Sunday morning, I had one of these inventories, which I used to bitch about here. In fact, I think I dedicated entire episodes to the bitching about these inventories. And it's not so much the inventory, it's not the task at hand. That's not a problem. The problem for me is they were at 6 in the morning. You know, like iced tea, I looked at my watch, it was 6 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? All right, what are we talking about? 6 a.m., so that destroys me. I mean, that is a time of the day that I do not ever see and don't want to see, and it destroys the entire Sunday. It destroyed the Saturday leading up to it because I had to go to bed early. Oh, and then I couldn't sleep, and I'd be thrashing around. It sucked. Hated it. But then I got a reprieve somewhere along the way. My boss said, there's no reason you have to be there at 6 a.m. Just come in at 9 or 9:30, you know. So that changed everything, right? So when that happened, I mean, 9 is still early for me because I work at night. I'm a creature of the night. And 9 a.m. early, but it's infinitely 10,000 times better than 6 a.m., right? I don't even think I complained about it. I don't even think I mentioned it on here. And that should indicate how big of a difference that is, all right? So I got up on Sunday, and I started getting ready, and it's, like, really hot. I don't know what it is. I've talked to Tony about this. I don't think she fully understands what I'm even talking about. I think she just looks at me like, eh, here he goes again, talking a bunch of nonsense, you know. But every time I get ready for one of these early morning, if I have to do something early in the morning and I have to get ready, it's hot. I'm sweating. I'm just slick as a seal, you know, just covered in sweat. It's like really hot. It doesn't matter what. If I have to get ready for something in the early morning, I'm like sweating. I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's like the shower, like elevated my core temperature. But I don't know. It's different when I have to go to work in the afternoon. I'm not sweating my ass off when I have to go to work in the afternoon. But when I have to get ready in the morning, I'm like covered in sweat every time. It's like really hot. It feels like it's like the furnace is just roaring. So that happened. I went through that whole process, sweating my ass off. I'm like, oh my God, like just like wiping sweat off my forehead. So then I went out and I got in my car, put in a Tom Petty CD. This is what I listen to a lot of Tom Petty while I'm driving. And I'm headed on down the interstate, you know. And on Sundays, I call my parents. It's a standing thing. It's a traditional thing. Every Sunday, I call my parents in the morning, and they talk to me for a little while. One of them talks to me, whichever one answers the phone. And then they talk to the boys if the boys are home. And we've been doing this for years and years. So I forgot to tell them that I had inventory. So I called, and my mother answered. And, you know, we were talking. We were just chit-chatting, driving down the road, you know, just clicking along. And when I was almost to the exit where I get off, I noticed in my rear view that there's a car following me very closely, and it looks suspiciously like a police car, you know? So I look down at the speedometer, and it's, I'm going pretty good. I'm moving at a pretty good clip. I'm like, oh, shit. I said, I got to get off here. I think I'm getting pulled over. My mom's like, what? I think I'm getting pulled over. What is going on? I said, I got to go. You ever notice when you try to, like, stop, when you have to stop a phone conversation, like right now, you just need to, you need to just end the thing. It's like it goes on for like another minute. You know, it's like trying to stop a train, you know. It takes like two city blocks, you know. And I was like, I got to go. And she's like, what's going on? You know, I'm like, oh, my God. And so anyway, I finally got that. I got that train stopped. And I pulled over. The guy flashed, turned on his lights eventually. I'm like, here we go. Here we go. This is how I've been in this situation many times before. This is no good. This is not good at all. So I pull off the side of Interstate 81. And, you know, he pulls in behind me. And sits in his car for a while. Like, I don't know what they're doing. I feel like they're playing mind games, but whatever. So I just sit there with my hands on the steering wheel. You know, I know better. I know what you're supposed to do. Just sit there. Don't make a move. Just leave your hands on the wheel and just wait for them to come up and ask whatever they want to ask. All right, so the guy eventually saunters up to the passenger side because we're on the interstate, you know. And I rolled the window down. He said, he goes, I pulled you over because you were speeding. I clocked you at 83. I was like, okay. I'm not arguing with the guy, you know. I know better. And I said, okay. He goes, can I see your driver's license, all this stuff, you know, registration, insurance, all this stuff. So I opened the glove compartment, and Tony has this genius thing where she gets these envelopes from greeting cards, like different color envelopes. I think mine's green. She puts one in each one of our cars, all four of our cars, and all, inside the colored envelope is all the stuff that you need in case you get pulled over, like registration, insurance cards, all that stuff. And so when you're in one of these situations, which I find myself in from time to time, you can just open the glove compartment and just find, it's easy to find because it's a colored envelope. It's one of Tony's life hacks. It's some kind of, you know, it's very helpful in these kind of situations because you don't want to be digging through all that stuff. I got all kinds of crap in there from oil changes and like all this stuff, all these repair things, all this paperwork. I can't find shit, you know, but ever since she implemented the colored envelope, it's right there. Just pull it out and hand it to him. He goes, driver's license. So, oh yeah, I forgot about that. So I give him the driver's license, and he goes, I'll be back in a second, Mr. K, you know. And he returns to his car and sits in there for a long time. And then he comes back out with this big, giant sheet of paper, right? He goes, where are you heading this morning, by the way? I said, work. What's the relevance? I mean, what does it matter where I'm going? I mean, I don't understand these questions. They always ask these kind of things. What's the relevance of where I'm going? You know, I'm not going to say that. I said, work. He goes, where do you work? And I told him. He goes, oh, I know where that is. I said, good stuff. You know? He goes, what do you do down there? I said, supervisor. He goes, oh, yeah. I'm like, what does this have to do with me going 83? You know? He goes, you're doing 83 and a 55. I'm like, oh, shit. I said, 55? That's the only time I showed any kind of, like, pushback. I wasn't pushback. I said, 55? I thought it was all 65. He goes, no, it changes here and there. I'm like, yeah. What is that? I mean, what the hell is that, you know? It's just like a straight shot on Interstate 81. Why would it go from 65 to 55? Why? And he goes, that's pretty significant. You know, 83 and a 55. I'm like, okay. He goes, I did you a favor. Like, here we go. They always tell you when they're doing you a favor. I mean, the guy wasn't a dick. He was nice. I have no issue with this guy other than he was asking a lot of questions. And he goes, I didn't write it as a speeding ticket. I wrote it as a, I don't know, failure to follow highway laws or something. I don't know, some other version of speeding, right? And he goes, well, in fact, you won't get any points. You're still going to have to pay the fine, though, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right. Thank you very much. You know, humanitarian. No, I guess he did help me out. You know? So I do appreciate that. Because I think, what is it, after 26 miles per hour above, you go into some kind of new category. See, that's no good. I don't need to be living in any new categories. So anyway, $192 fine. That's what I'm going to pay. $192 for this little extravaganza. I'm not even supposed to be working. You know, it's like a day I'm not scheduled. You know, irritating. But I've been pulled over. I got pulled over on another inventory day coming home from work. And I think it was even more than that. And this guy also helped me out, you know, did me a favor. He said he could double the fine because it was in a quote, safety corridor. See, I don't know about this stuff. These were the fluctuating speed limits, these so-called safety corridors. I don't know. It feels arbitrary to me. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. Anything's possible. But anyway, he goes, this is a safety corridor through here. I could, we're supposed to double the fines. I'm not going to do that today. So anyway, I've been pulled over many times. I got pulled over, I don't know. I told you about that time that guy in Atlanta said he was going to impound my car. People were driving by that I worked with, honking the horn, waving. The guy goes, I'm going to impound this car, take you to the Jefferson Street jail. I don't know what that is. I don't like the sounds of any of it. They end up letting me go. But anyway, I'm no stranger to being pulled over by the police. One time I was coming out of work, and there's a stop sign. It's this little side road. I mean, we're talking. There's no cars on it. It's literally just a side road. And there's a stop sign there for whatever reason. Nobody stops at it. Everybody just, like, goes around the corner, you know. They just go around the corner at that stop sign. They don't stop. Nobody does, right? So this one night, I came out of there. It was late. And It was, like, I don't know, like 11 o'clock at night. Blew through the stop sign like I always do. And there was a cop on my ass. Like within seconds, I don't know where he came from, but he was right up my ass. And he goes, "Do you know why I pulled you over today?" And I said, "I have a pretty good idea." So anyway, that guy let me go. Also, I got pulled over. Listen to this shit. All right, so I don't know. I'm going off on a tangent, but there's this when I'm getting off Interstate 81. In the little town we live in, at night, there's a I don't know, it's hard to explain, but it kind of like the exit ramp swoops around and then just kind of like joins this main drag through town, you know. And in the daytime, there's a red light, you know, there's traffic lights controlling that stuff, like red, you know, it's either green or red, you know, or. And at night, they have it, it's just flashing red, which you're supposed to treat as a stop sign. I understand that. But again, this was back when I used to work till 1:30 in the morning. So this is like 2 o'clock in the morning. This is like 2 a.m. There's no cars on the road. There's like, the place is abandoned. I mean, you know, there's nobody around. I come through there just like I do every night. And I slowed down, but I didn't stop. You know, I rolled through it. Which is what, once again, I mean, I know this is no excuse. This is what everybody does, you know. And this cop, dick. I mean, we're talking a dick. This guy was an asshole. I will have to say, most of my interactions with the cops have been, I don't know, they were all right. Like that guy on Sunday, he was fine. There was nothing to complain about. But this guy that pulled me over, he was like walking around, shining a flashlight, making sure all my, you know, my inspections are up to date and all that crap. And he was just being a total asshole. Wrote me some massive ticket. And he said I blew through there going 30 miles an hour, which is bullshit, you know. Irritated me. You know, I don't know. Most of the time, it's like, yeah, I was in the wrong, you know. This guy, he was like looking for stuff to add on. He's just being a total, ugh. I mean, I don't understand the point of that. You know, I'm not a bank robber or a drug dealer or something. Just being a dick to a guy driving home from work, you know, for no reason, you know. So, I don't know. And also, I also got pulled over one time. I've talked about this before. This is back when I used to work till 1:30 in the morning. Stopped this 24-hour McDonald's. I ordered a Big Mac with no pickles because the pickles are nasty. You know what I'm saying? I ordered it with no pickles. Of course, thing had pickles. I bit into the thing. I was driving home. I don't know. It's only like 2 blocks to my house. I was driving. There's no cars on the road. It's 2 o'clock in the morning in this little sleepy little town that we live in. And I bite into the Big Mac. And it's loaded with pickles, you know, standard, right? And I'm like, God damn it, you know, like screaming and yelling. And I guess the car was weaving. I was like plucking pickles out of that thing left and right. Must have had like, there must have been like 7 of them lodged in there. I was plucking those things. I guess the car was weaving. The cop pulled me over. He thought I was drunk. He goes, "What?" He goes, "You're weaving all over the road back there. You been drinking this evening?" I said, "Nah, I was plucking pickles off this Big Mac. Ordered it with no pickles, and then things load. It's like they had put extra pickles on there." "Sir, step out of the vehicle." Guy gave me a full drunk test, you know, 2 blocks from my house, because I was weaving, plucking pickles off a Big Mac that I had ordered without pickles. Do you see the troubles I have? Do you see the problems that I encounter? So the guy was out there making me touch my nose and all this stuff. I said, "I'm not drunk. I said, I just got off work." You know, I was pushing my luck that night. I was getting a little exasperated. The guy was total dick, too. This guy was no good, you know. And he was very, very annoyed that I wasn't drunk, you know. I mean, he was itching, you know. I could just tell he wanted to arrest my ass. He goes, you need to have your vehicle under control. I said, it was reasonably under control. But, you know, I got to get those pickles off there. I can't have that, you know. I said the Big Mac's laying right there. It's got one bite taken out of it. You know, and look at all those pickles I took off there. The guy's like just looking at me like, is this some escapee from the mental institution? So anyway, I'm no, I have lots of experience with this being pulled over business by the police. The one on Sunday morning, he was fine. He was nice. Asked me a lot of questions about where I work. I thought he was gonna start asking me questions like, "Do you believe in love at first sight?" You know that kind of thing. It's like, what the, you know? He's like, you know, philosophical questions. You know, I was like, He goes, "What do you do over there? What is the relevance of that? I mean, can somebody explain that to me?" So I went to work, and I was like, I got pulled over. I got 190. Everybody's like, "You got to fight that." And everybody has their advice, you know. Anyway, I told Tony, and she was not pleased, not super happy about it. $200 down the old shitter. Irritating. So that happened on Sunday. Good stuff. And then last night when I was leaving work, I walked out. It was like, I don't know, 11. No, it was like after 11. It was like 11:15. It was so windy. I mean, the wind, there was like gusts of wind. I was walking to my car, and earlier in the evening, I'd gone to Taco Bell and to pick up Taco Bell for some people, for me and some other people. And it was so windy. I mean, my car was being like, you could just feel it, just like blast your car, like almost like shoving it into the ditch, you know. from these wind gusts. And then, so, but when I was walking to my car at the end of the night, this gust of wind hit me that was so hard that I literally, like, stumbled. I mean, it almost knocked me off my feet. I'm not kidding. It was so, it was unbelievable, like, really, really powerful winds, right? And I didn't really notice it at the time, but when I got to the car, when I sat down in the driver's seat, I noticed that my eyes were like, apparently it had blown like dust, or I don't know, it felt like there was sand in my eyes, like underneath my contact lenses, you know. And I was like blinking left and right. I was blinking to beat the band, trying to get this shit straight, you know. And it was both eyes, it like hurt. It was like it hurt. You know, it was very uncomfortable. And I was blinking. There's tears flowing down my face. I'm like, what the hell, you know? I was in misery, and there was nothing I could do. I can't just pop them out. What am I going to do with them? I mean, these are like hard lenses. I can't just take them out and throw them away. You know, these things cost a lot of money, you know. So I'm like, ugh. I just sit there for a few minutes, and try to get my shit correct, right? And it was not getting any better. And then finally, the right one stopped hurting as bad, and then the left one was mildly better. So I left and drove, and the wind was blowing. There was trash blowing around. When I was on Interstate 81 heading south or northbound, going back to my house, there was trash blowing across the interstate. I don't know, coming up from these neighborhoods, I guess. There's like a giant JCPenney bag floating in the air in front of me. It looked like a jellyfish, you know. It's like I hit that thing and went sailing over the top of my car. There's like pizza boxes swirling in, you know, like a helicopter. Thing is like whipping around, round and round. There's like garbage, like Tide bottles up there. I mean, it was like so, the wind was so strong. And my eyes were hurting like a bastard. There's tears. It felt like it was all swollen. Everything was swollen. There's tears. I'm squinted down. I'm just barely, all I can see is just like through these thin little slits. And it's horrible. I mean, the worst. I mean, I was in misery, right? Through the entire trip, it never got any better. Whenever I'd try to, like, I'd touch the side of my eye to maybe, like, move the contact a little bit, it just, like, triggered it again. So I got home, finally. I got home without crashing my car. And I go upstairs, take contacts out. The right one comes out with no problem. It's like a great relief just getting it out of my eye. But I can't get the left one to come out. I mean, it is like, I don't know. It's hard to explain. Sometimes I have a hard time getting them out of my eye, especially when my eyes are like watery or whatever. They won't come out. They won't pop out. And I could not get the left one out. And it was hurting. It hurt so bad. I mean, just tears flowing down my face, you know. And I was like, what in the hell am I going to do? I started panicking. My heart was pounding. I thought about getting Tony up to take me to the emergency room or something. I mean, these thoughts went through my head. I mean, I was up there messing around with this thing. I'm an expert at these contacts because I've been wearing them for 30 years. I couldn't get it out. And it was hurting like somebody's sticking a steak knife in my eye. So I finally dug the thing out, literally by using my fingernails. You're not supposed to dig your fingernails into your eyeball. I mean, I don't, you know, I mean, I don't want to get radical. I don't want to get controversial. But, you know, I finally dug that thing out of there. And it was like, oh my God, you know, I mean, it was like a mess. I was a physical mess, right? My eyes looked like they were blood red. The white part of your eye is just like all red, just inflamed and messed up. So I put my glasses on, went down to the bunker and messed around on the computer for a few minutes, and then I went to bed. When I woke up this morning, my left eye was caked in just like a bunch of grossness, you know. I don't know. It's like my body was like extracting whatever was in there, like all that sand. I felt like somebody threw a handful of sand in my eyes, you know, and it was like extracting it, you know, getting rid of it. I feel a lot better, but still feels like some kind of trauma to my left eye, you know. That sucked, like unbelievable. I mean, I generally don't have trouble with these hard lenses. But in situations like that, I mean, that's just the worst. I mean, I can't even explain. People that wear, like, these soft lenses, they just take them out and throw them in a bush, you know? They don't even, it's like no big deal, just toss them. That's not the way, these things cost hundreds of dollars. Maybe thousands, I don't know, our insurance pays for a lot of it. You know what I'm saying? These things are not something you can just, like, pop out and throw on the ground, you know? Whoo! So that happened. Those are the two things. And we're already at the end of this thing. Like, I had all kinds of stuff written down. I'll just save it for next time. All right. Well, those are the two bumps in the road. And I hope you guys are doing well. If you want two of these, if you want to hear the Patreon episode later in the week, man, it's easy. That's an easy thing to accomplish. All you have to do is head on over to patreon.com/JeffK. That's Patreon, patreon.com/JeffK. And you can sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation. Helps me out a great deal. And in return, you get an extra episode of this podcast every week. I pause there dramatically, just for emphasis. Every week, you get an extra episode, an extra 30-minute or so episode of this podcast every week for a $4 donation. You can donate more if you want. You can do, I'm just throwing out numbers, $500 a month. You know, whatever. Whatever number you're comfortable with. But at the $4 mark, you get an extra episode every week. So if you want to do that, double down on the Surf Report, do it. Do it today at patreon.com/JeffK. Also, if you want to be a part of the show, I think I have a call in there. Give me a call. I need to check that. I feel like I got a notification the other day. Sorry about that. I'll include it in a future episode. But anyway, if you want to be a part of a future episode too, you can do that by calling our hotline, 570-290-8151. Again, 570-290-8151. Call us 24 hours a day. Leave a message. Make a comment, suggestion, what have you. Do whatever. You know, whatever floats your boat. Put that thing in your phone. And if something pops into your head, just give me a call. And we'll use it in a future episode. All right? And also, if you want to send me an email, fire that bitch off to surfreportpod@gmail.com. All right. I don't look at that very often, but I will. You know, I promise you. Also, if you want to follow my terrible exploits at the $10 scratch-off project, that's over at the WVSR.com/scratch-off. I'm buying one $10 scratch-off ticket every week, and I'm going to do that for a year, and I'm going to see where we stand at the end of the year. Right now, I've paid 60 out, got 30 back, so I'm down $30. I've won 30, I've spent 60, won 30, down 30. So every weekend I'm going to update that website or that web page. So if you want to follow along, please do. Hopefully someday there'll be some good news on there. We'll see. All right, we're at the end of this thing. Thank you guys for everything once again. I do appreciate it, and I'll see you over on the Patreon side very soon. Until then, you guys have yourselves a fine, fine day. I'll see you. Bye. Slick as a seal.